You're listening to Potential Cast, Season 3, Episode 20, The Prom. Buffy battles three fearsome hellhounds that another classmate has programmed to attack students during Sunnydale High's senior prom. My name is Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
I'm David.
David!
Good job.
David is back. Welcome back, David.
I'm back, and I introduced myself in a timely and unawkward fashion.
No one will hear of this. Don't worry.
So, Illyrio, throughout this episode in the background, can you play, like, cheesy prom music? Throughout the entire episode.
Yes. Yes. I will do that. I will make a note of this right now. Go on.
Start with, like, Celebration and then YMCA.
Oh, God.
We are
throw some slide.
Some Wonderful Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Everything I do.
Yeah. Oh. And wild horses, we got to, please.
Ugh. Yeah.
What's that? Are you guys not a fan of that cover?
Is that the Jewel
version? I like the cover,
version?
But... No, that's not
what's
Jewel.
That?
Is it Jewel?
That's not Jewel.
Did you do a cover?
Yes.
Oh.
I can't hear anything any of you are saying.
Oh, never mind. I was just asking if that was Jewel's version of Wild Horses, but it's not.
No, it's the Sundays.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you guys are laughing at the music, and that's fine, but, like, Buffy often has really bad music on it, because it's just sort of, like, whatever, like...
Whatever they can
whatever
get away
band, whatever
with.
Band, whatever band, whatever... Yeah, whatever band Warner Brothers Records wanted to be, like, the next flash in the pan, they'd try and get out there, you know, usually to no avail. but this, they actually spent some money and got both Fatboy Slim and then, I think, I can't hear that Sundays... cover of Wild Horses anymore without thinking of this episode.
So oh,
I think
yeah.
All right, so how many of you cried?
Me.
Cried?
Every
time. Let me go to my notes.
I have cried every time I've seen this episode. I know it's coming. I know exactly what is coming. I know what's going to happen.
Well, here it is. Buffy doesn't. Gets recognition. I'm going to cry.
You
and
did you?
Then,
that's
and then
not
I
when
add,
I cried.
And then I add, they better not carry her. Do a little feedback.
Well, David.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, David, what are your feelings on Bangle? Are you a or what?
Wait, on what?
Bangle.
Wait, what is Bangle?
It's a ship name.
Angel.
Buffy and Angel.
Oh, I don't know my shipper terms. I feel like it's really hard for me to discuss it without talking about relationships that both characters have been to later in their series runs.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out a way, like, I have feelings about it, but they're so tied into
uh-huh.
other relationships.
Understand.
But I, you know, I mean, it's a very strongly felt relationship that probably isn't built to last.
Okay.
I guess. Like Romeo and Juliet.
Because I was asking because Kim doesn't seem to be as into Buffy and Angel as
no.
Yeah, I mean, like first time I watched the show, I was, like, really invested in their relationship.
Yeah, but I think this is... If we're getting into, like, this sort of overall... One of the overarching themes, this is a 7-season coming-of-age story about, you know, a teenage girl. And, you know, by the end of the run, she's, what, 22 or whatever. And so if you're looking through that lens, then this is sort of the first love, you know, it's like I said, meant to be very deeply and passionately felt. And I definitely get the passion, but I think, yeah, it was, it's never gonna last, just like the, whatever, you know, fling any of us had, or, you know, whoever we were going steady with when we were 15 and 16, we felt it very passionately at the time, but we're probably not with that person now.
Yeah. Okay. Now, feedback.
Feedback. I will read an email from Nuchas. Watched this with my husband last week, and the comment was made, so Angel needs to dump Buffy because she's getting too old? Creeper. I thought that would amuse you all. Also, my husband said, so is Angel the Edward template? Yes. Yes, he is. Only Angel did it better. Nuchas.
So Creeper is a, it's a thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Stalker.
Because I'm hearing this word a lot.
Creeper?
Like, yeah. If you, like, it, the first time I came across it and used it was when, like, if you look at people's Facebook pictures and, like, you know everything that's going on in their life, and then you meet up with them and then you catch up with them and they're like, oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I saw on your Facebook. I'm like,
Shelley writes, hello there, you Gaxi people, and whoever fabulous guest is on this week. It's the same as last time, Shelley. It's David. Unfortunately, I went to high school in the 60s, so we had anti-war demonstrators instead of a prom.
Excuse me.
So we had anti-war demonstrations instead of a prom. You say aw, I say awesome. Stick it to the man. So I can vicariously enjoy the prom via Buffy. Wonderful stuff here, except I'm not a fan of those were-beast hell doggies. And man, Buffy sure does clean up fast. Lots of touching, emotional scenes, loveliness, as well as the usual humor. Oh my god, is it time to graduate already? Love you guys, Shelley.
Shelley!
Buffy does clean up fast, plus she pulls that bag open way more violently than it needs to be.
I know.
The bag. She like rips it open, picks up the dress, and then walks away and leaves her nice leather bag there on the sidewalk.
Well, you know, she didn't have time. Who wants to read Nikki's email for the prom? Gabby volunteered just now.
Okay, sure. Hi, Gags. Sniff, sniff. I mean, I'm still not sure how I feel about Joyce telling Angel to do the right thing.
I'll tell you how I feel. Oh my god, Joyce, you are awesome.
That was awesome.
Carry on.
Okay. Buffy can make her own decisions. No, she can't.
No, she cannot. She is but a stupid child.
Joyce's point is right. Yes, it is. But I don't like her interfering. Ugh. I'll probably feel different about that one day when I have a teenage daughter.
Right.
I will never have a teenage... Oh my god, what am I doing?
anyway, this sewer scene is heartbreaking. Yes, it is. But I always get hit with the waterworks when Buffy puts her head on Willow's lap. Yeah. It is a beautiful moment, though, when Buffy... It is a beautiful moment, though, when Buffy gets the Class Protector Award. And when Angel comes for the last dance. Oh, and how could I forget? Courtney and Xander. He finally makes amends in a beautiful way. Yes, he did. I know Illyrio finally made peace with Xander when he shook the cross out like a dead flashlight at what he thought was Vamp Willow. But I hope this really helps him find a special place in his heart for Xander.
Sorry,
Nikki
to
Faith.
Disappoint Nikki, but I thought it was really awful of him to not do that anonymously. But that's my point of view. If he really wanted to do her a favor and do the right thing, he should have done it anonymously.
She'd still go with him. Yeah, I don't think
it doesn't
she
matter.
She got a look of recognition
him.
When she looked at the slip on it, on the little piece of paper.
Who would just randomly buy her that dress that she's been fawning over for every time we see her in the store?
I think she just figured it out.
All right. Well, if he did do it anonymously, then good job.
Yeah.
But I'm much more interested
He might have paid a receipt with his name on it.
Yeah, so if he did anonymously, then good show. If not, then you're awful. awful, awful, awful Xander. Even more awful than before. Thanks, Nikki.
All right, what about Missy Pools?
Missy Pool, it's prom time in Sunnydale. All together now.
Aww. Oh my god.
You feeling all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Joyce wants Angel to use his superior age to combat any further possibilities of Buffy throwing her life away for him. Too bad you can't fight true love. Sorry, I think you meant to write. Too bad you can't fight true love. Wait, what did Andrew just say? He's breaking up with Buffy? In a sewer? Hey, Captain Cardboard, this ain't your show yet. Giles was a little snarky when everyone was discussing their outfit choices. He thinks someone didn't get an invite to his prom. So, Xander is a douche, huh? Do douches buy their ex-girlfriends a prom dress? Actually, yes.
Yes.
I bet you they do. And then they're like, but I bought you that dress. Why don't you like me anymore? I just slept with your mom, that's all.
What?
I don't want to get into it. This is a very, very, very long time ago. Okay. So, you have to admit that was a sweet thing to do. Yes, yes, in this case, I'll admit it was sweet. Poor Cordy, her dad is a tax cheat.
Wah-wah.
I still didn't like her at this point in the series. I love the way she said it, too, the way she expressed it. Tucker Wells. Hellhounds trained to attack people in formal wear. And with prom coming up, who didn't see where this was going before the Scoobies? Brad Kane was the singing voice of Aladdin in Aladdin. Pretty cool, huh? Oh, interesting.
Hmm.
I did not know this. This makes this episode a whole new world for me.
Stop it.
Everyone's going to prom with a supernatural lover. And it's a valid choice, apparently. I love Anya. Missy, me too. I want to see a spinoff. I know it's been years, but I want to see an Anya Xander spinoff. That's what I want to see.
Wesley has... Anya and Xander are going to be a couple next year.
I hope so, for sure.
Uh-huh.
I really hope so. I mean, you know, he's nicer looking than Jason Priestley, right?
Yes.
Wesley has the emotional maturity of a blueberry scone, and Core is about as dense as one. Perfect prom dates. Oh look, Jonathan is giving Buffy a sparkly umbrella. Class protector awards are cute. I want one. Who's that walking into the gym? Oh my god, Angel, doesn't he look smashing in a suit? Oh, he's giving Buffy her prom. I am so confused at how anyone could think that scene was anything but the creepiest, most awful, ridiculous moment in the world.
Not a great
but
moment.
Let me finish this email.
It was bad.
From Missy. You have no idea how
much
I adore this.
I'm confused. What are we talking about here?
When Angel shows up in the gym.
Oh my god.
Worst ex-boyfriend ever.
He was pink. Okay. Finish the email.
Let's finish the email. We'll do maybe a little bit of Facebook feedback, but maybe not a lot because we don't have a lot of time to vent all our... Anyway, you have no idea how much I adore the Sunday's version of Wild Horses. I could ooh and ah for hours from Missy. Thank you, Missy.
Thanks, Missy.
Appreciate your feedback.
Thanks.
Barbara J. Anderson says very quickly, I am warning you that there are super mega spoilers in this email, so don't read it until you have seen the prom. Really, don't read it. Okay, you're going to read it. Are you sure? Okay, this is your last chance. Here we go. Hello, Gax and special guests. Since my previous email for Doppelgang sounded so similar to other emails about how amazing of an actress Allison Hannigan is, which she is, I wanted to try a fresh approach to prevent you from getting email fatigue. Thank you for thinking about us and the horrible effects of email fatigue. I am ambivalent about this episode. I was never a big Bangle fan, so it didn't hurt me when they broke up in this episode. However, anytime Sarah Michelle Gellar cries and or is heartbroken, I tend to feel the same. Anyway, I know some of you may have eyes that are sore from crying and others that have eyes sore from rolling them so hard. So I don't really want to discuss much that happens in this episode besides the crushing song that ends this episode, which is the Tuesday's cover of the Rolling Stones' Wild Horses. Sorry, Missy from Down Under, that I stole your bit. A lot of people might mention how they cry anytime they hear that song because of this episode. Me,
no.
I actually laugh a little because it reminds me of the Reese Witherspoon Mark Wahlberg Wahlberg vehicle Fear, which was released before this episode.
The song is used during,
as some might say, inappropriate time during the movie. I wish I could tell you more, but to prevent me from ruining some of the younger viewers' lives forever, I will just say that it will make you look at roller coasters and Reese Witherspoon in a totally different light. Anyway,
it was a wheel?
A vehicle?
A Ferris wheel.
Ferris wheel!
Oh, Ferris wheel. Yeah. Okay.
Diddles
her. Anyway, sorry. Oh! Say hello to your mother for me. Anyway, hope you have a great episode, and if it makes you feel better, you guys are the prom queens and kings in my heart. Be generous and kiss. How adorable did Giles look in a tuxedo? He was very debonair. Debonair. Very debonair. Okay, I will randomly pick two Facebook feedback so we can get a move on. Rachel Horn says, the prom. Giles is hot.
Really? And
that's what she said.
Okay.
And I think that's how I had to pronounce it because it was H-A-W-T. KDV says, the speech with Jonathan at the end of the prom always gets me, especially since, unlike most people, Buffy is
one
of my favorite characters on the show.
What is wrong with you people?
What do you mean?
Of all time. I'm sorry. I can't.
Well, I got a little bit choked up because I thought it was awesome that, you know, this person that nobody thanks was actually going to get some recognition. I mean, it was lame and it was really disjointed and awkward.
Yeah.
And I was really hoping in my mind this wasn't a setup for, like, some pig's blood being tossed on her. Because that's where I thought it was going to go. And I'm glad it didn't.
When you said carried, I thought you meant, like, they literally pick her up and walk her out of the chair.
No.
That's what I was thinking, too.
No.
Either way, it would have been pretty lame.
Yeah.
It would have been pretty lame. Yeah, no. Yeah, so let's get right into it, shall we? Angel is the worst. Not because he broke up with her, because that I can understand, because you're immortal, frankly, one day you slip and you fall on a toothpick, you're dead, she's gonna grow old, get senile, just like the mayor said, it will be a horrible mistake if you guys stay together, so splitting up is exactly what had to happen.
For them to be together forever, all he has to do is turn her.
But we don't want to do that, do we?
No.
No.
Of course not.
But then it'd be Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
This is the deal, okay? They've had this... They've broken up, and she's very, very hurt. And they kind of have this fight. I mean, she's got hostile feelings toward him because she sees him at the butcher when he's picking up his blood. So
I think
he knows
that's technically
that
a meat packer.
Uh-huh. Okay,
but
that's
anyway,
right. Okay,
I digress.
Wherever, picking up the blood. So she's very heartbroken, and he comes to her at the prom to say,
here's your perfect high school moment.
Here's your high school moment. I love you, but we can't be together, but let's be okay with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're going to break up with someone, get
break
the
up with someone.
Out
exactly.
of my life.
Yeah, but, I mean, they still love each other, they just can't be together.
I wanted to strangle his little non-breathing neck when he said, if it means anything, I miss you. Shut your face! Why would you do that? Why would you say that to someone? Why would you inflict that kind of thing to someone? You just broke up with her, you're not...
Keep
you didn't
them
even tell
hanging
her.
On, that's
and
why.
And then he's... Mm.
Yes, exactly.
For someone who's over 240 years old, he's not very mature.
Like, I can see it from Buffy's point, because... She's just has a one-track mind. She has prom on her mind, and I must say that this episode, the scene in the sewer when they broke up, mm-hmm. I felt so badly for Buffy because
she'll never be able to go into the sewers again and not be reminded of this moment. It's the worst because they always end up going into the sewers.
The almost exact same thing happened to me.
In a sewer?
Not in a sewer, though. Okay. But my high school boyfriend at the time, 3 days after my birthday, 2 days before the prom, broke up with me.
You think that's bad?
I was devastated. You think that's bad? So I understand how Buffy feels. And that scene with Willow, that broke my heart. Didn't cry, but that broke my heart.
the day after, not 24 hours had gone by, after our greatest concert ever, I get kicked out of the band.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's worse. Sorry there. The day after, well, and the a greatest lot of people, show ever.
Somebody on the Facebook group said that they hated that scene where Buffy breaks down in Willow's arms, and because she says something that's just so grating, but it's so typical high school girl.
Yeah.
Mm. Buffy, in the past couple of episodes, she's just reacting like selfishly how an 18-year-old girl would act.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe what she said may have been grating, but it's just how she said it and her body language and everything. The whole thing with Willow, even the episode before when they're outside by the tree talking about going to the same school together, I thought that was all so high school girly, genuine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about when I talked about Bangle, being so strongly felt, even if it doesn't have a leg to stand on. Because I think stuff that I'm assuming the line you're talking about is when she says, "I think horrible will come later. Right now, it's worse than horrible. Right now, I'm just trying to keep
dying." Yes. Yeah. That I probably said the same thing when I was 17.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she couldn't breathe. I mean, it was a great scene. I thought that scene was awesome.
Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Yeah, but I mean, if you put that, if it was, I don't know, what's a show about grown-ups? Grey's Anatomy. I haven't watched that, but if you put those words in the mouth of a character who's 35, then it's really, it would be really awful,
Yeah.
But because she's 17 or 18 or whatever, it has that effect.
I had to totally take that into consideration the second time I watched this, because the first time I'm watching this going, this is super lame. How can anybody think that this is a good episode? But then when I watched it again, I'm like, okay, think of it through an 18-year-old girl's eyes. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, yeah, she would act this way. Yeah, she would say that. Yeah, she would expect this from him. Okay, so I was like, okay. So, yeah.
God, yeah, both the breakup scene and the Willow and Buffy scene, they killed me both times. I was just a blubbering mess because it so took me back to college guy breakup. And I remember saying stupid stuff like that, like, I'm gonna die when I'm being with him. Really? No, I'm fine. I'm alive. I'm 38. I'm good. Mm-hmm. But I remember I could just feel her pain because I've been there. And I'm telling you, both times I was a mess. Mm-hmm. The part at the end, not so much. I thought that was lame. That's so, you don't screw with people like that.
That's the thing that just set me off. When he showed up, it was I'm
you're gonna break up.
Spoiler, I really like this episode, but that, the way he was behaving after breaking up with her, seriously, here's my perspective. If I can just bring us back to the beginning episode. Buffy has bedhead, and she wants a drawer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think Angel looks like he needs a sentence that starts with "We can't live together" and ends with "He and Buffy not living together." I think Joyce coming in and giving him a shove was the perfect excuse for this guy, who I think was getting maybe a little bit, she's cramping my style. I don't like the way she opens the curtains. That almost kills me. So I think this whole, if anybody out here is going to blame Joyce, I'm perfectly willing to blame Joyce for things, but I think Joyce did the right thing here. And I don't think Angel was influenced by Joyce so much as, I don't want to give you a drawer. I don't want you to come in here and live with me. I've been living on my own for over 200 and something years. I don't think this is going to work out.
But that's just all mixed emotions and stuff, because he's been so obsessed with her since she was 15. Why would he not want to live with her?
Because fantasy is one thing, having a drawer is another thing.
Nah. Mm-hmm. Well,
maybe Buffy is the one aspect of my life I set my cynicism aside. But I feel like it's not that he's, I don't think he feels any less strongly for her. I think he means it when he says, I've been missing you, even though it was kind of a jerk thing to say. I think the mayor's speech and the idea that, like Joyce says, they come from two different worlds. I I think he really is thinking, as he says, with his head and not his heart. So I don't think he feels any less strongly for her. I think he's just coming to his senses about it.
Yeah, he's got to be the rational one.
Yeah.
You're probably right. Yeah. But I saw something in his eyes when she mentioned a drawer, which made me think,
she's
called his bluff.
The mayor's speech had already gotten to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, another part of this episode I really liked is when Xander could have so embarrassed Cordelia in front of everybody.
He did very well. I thought that was much more honorable than paying for a dress. But, you know, not giving it away that she's now broke. Her daddy is, indicted or something?
Made a little mistake on his taxes for the past
12 years.
12 years.
Yeah.
I loved the newspaper on the floor of the kitchen where the demon was being changed, where the hellhound was. I thought that was a nice touch. And can I just say, hellhound, my hockey team might be playing them in the playoffs in a couple weeks. Our division has a team called the Hellhounds.
Who does?
In the hockey league I play, in our division, in our strength class, as we could say, we have a team called the Hellhounds.
I kept writing hyenas, and I had to work around with Hellhounds. Supernatural does Hellhounds so much better.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, Hellhounds are invisible. Like, what is this?
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I'd like to say Willow got all Patriot Act on Tucker's email account. He's like, I'm accessing his emails.
So little Tucker did all of this just because some girl rejected him?
Yes. Can I introduce you to the concept of men are insane little shallow weasels?
I
got the feeling that this has happened over and over and over. He's just been rejected. You know, not only by asking a girl to the prom, but just in general.
In general.
Mm-hmm. In life.
Did they tell us where he got these hellhounds?
No.
Because they went to painstaking detail to
probably
tell
South
us where
America.
He got their food. I opened this box and, oh my God.
Everything evil comes from South America.
Yeah. You know, what's funny, I won't spoil anything, but there is, in seasons to come, there might actually be a roundabout explanation of how Tucker got the hellhounds.
Hey, kid, want to buy these hellhounds? Angel is bad at being a good ex-boyfriend. That's all I'm going to say. Worst ex-boyfriend ever.
Yeah. Like, when you think about it...
Because he wears a tuxedo with notch lapels?
Yes.
When you think about it logically, yes. But... if you just broke up with someone and all you can think about is them and like, oh, I wish they were here with me right now, and then she turns around and he's there. That had to be her perfect moment, and that's probably why everybody gets all teary-eyed when it happens.
Not this everybody.
But I like that moment, but I cry at Jonathan's speech, not at that.
That's what I start feeling for, because I think... it's not the quality of the speech, Kim. I think it's the fact that Buffy is being recognized for being awesome and doing everything she does, and that for me really got to me.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, but because it comes from such an unexpected place. Like, for 3 years, we've sort of lived with this assumption that all the people at Sunnydale High who aren't Scoobies are, like, sort of willfully oblivious of what goes on. And just this sort of... it's the scales falling from the eyes when you realize, oh, not only do these are human beings who inhabit the same world and have experienced all this, the hyena people and the zombies and Snyder and all this.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It hits powerfully because you suddenly realize not only do they all know, but they all feel very strongly. And Buffy was never looking for that recognition, you know, that sort of gratitude. So I think... yeah, maybe the speech isn't great, and you know, as much as I like Jonathan, Danny Strong has never been the strongest act on the show, no pun intended. But it's the surprise of it that gets me.
Yeah,
yeah.
this kind of unexpected, what? She's getting recognized? And then we kind of get this peering behind the curtain of, you know, what's actually going on and the people actually pay attention to this stuff.
Oh, I guess to me it just felt ridiculous. I think if the Scoobies all came together and thanked her for making their lives better, it'd be different because they've been with her since day one. But I it's hard to explain because...
But these people have been with her since day one too, and it's just this sort of, you know, the broadening of the community of the show, you know, that it's... you know, Buffy, this is my first, couple of episodes that I've ever done on Potential Cast, so I'll talk about what Buffy is about in general, if you'll let me. The sort of main theme is about the ad hoc families that you create to deal with life, you know, mm-hmm. the people you pull together into your circle. And, we already know how the Scoobies feel about Buffy. It's this broadening of the community that makes it so effective. Not only are there these little cliques and groups of friends that work as, you know, de facto families, but you realize that the situations of living on the Hellmouth have brought this entire school into being one sort of mega family. Mm-hmm. That's it.
I can see that.
I don't know.
Well, I'm all out of quotes / ways to attack Angel. I mean, points. It's not quotes. Anyone have any other points they want to mention?
I just want to know the whole scene where Angel was talking to Joyce. How come the sun didn't affect him at any point when he was walking around?
I know.
It wasn't just directly on him.
But it looked like it was. Oh, by the way, that dream sequence with the wedding.
That was cool.
What the world is she doing wearing a white dress? I don't think so, Soul Stealer.
I loved the top part of that dress so much.
Fire!
I like that twist when I got, because everyone here was thinking Angel was going to spontaneously combust. Yes, yes,
yes.
Nice twist.
And also indicative of what's going on in his mind and how he feels like him staying with Buffy would be the wrong thing for her.
Mm-hmm.
That might be clear. Mm.
Because he can't take her out into the light.
Or be love to her.
Ever.
But I don't care about that.
She doesn't care
really?
About that.
Really? Yeah, you don't care about sex, Buffy? Ugh, the anti-faith.
The anti-faith.
Anyone have any points before we rate?
No, nothing important.
Because we gotta get Steph out of here so she can do some kind of report thingy.
Some reports.
Why are you doing book reports at like 10:45 at night?
No, I have to give report. I have to pass on my beeper. My beeper from the 1980s.
Are you dealing drugs?
It kills me.
All right. I'm gonna give this episode a 7 out of 10. Taffetas.
You stole mine.
Oh.
Well, before anybody else does it, I'm an unapologetic fanboy for Buffy, and this is probably a top 10, if not top 5 episode for me. So I'm going to give it 10 out of 10 grisly anecdotes from Anya's past.
Nice.
Love Anya and Xander together.
Okay, I am going to take 5 points away because of the Hellhounds, and want to kill people in formal wear. But I'm going to add 2 for the Wild Horses cover that makes me cry every time I hear it. And I'm going to add 1 for Xander paying for Cordy's dress and thus making a fixing their relationship, and I'm going to add one for Buffy finally getting realized. She's finally getting the recognition that she deserves. So it's 9 out of 10 electric slides.
Nice.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. I also had a point reduction system as well. I had points reduced for number one, the prom not being at the bronze.
Yeah, we've been bronzeless for what, 3 episodes?
It's been a while.
Ugh.
Well, you know, Doppelgangland was a bronze heavy episode. So.
Still. And then there was
that the episode where this one person was playing another person playing another person?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I was confused. I wasn't sure.
It was like the multiplicity of. Yeah, so then there's points also deducted for the stupid hellhounds. Mm-hmm. The ex showing up at the prom, but then there was points added because there was no faith in this episode whatsoever.
Take that, Robin.
So I give it 7 out of 10 sock puppets of love.
Anyone else creeped out by the sock puppet of love?
Yeah, the sock puppet of love went on a little too long.
I think I'm in the very small minority because I hated this episode. I'm sorry, everybody.
Don't apologize. Own it.
The class protector thing, just every time, both times I've watched it, I couldn't even look at the screen because I'm like, this is so ridiculous. I just hated everything about the whole class protector thing. I totally understand everybody wanted Buffy getting her due and all that. I just think it should have been done another way. And I think it would have been more special if it was by the Scoobies, because I don't think that the other students, when something goes wrong, they're like, hey, let's go get Buffy. You know, that's, it just isn't that community feel for me. Yeah, so I'm going to give it 6 out of 10 burning brides.
Nice. Nice alliteration there. All right. Is that everyone?
That's everyone.
I have to wonder, Kim, how, without spoiling, how you'll feel about this episode after you've watched Graduation Day Parts 1 and 2.
Yes. I was thinking the same thing.
Remind me in that episode to come back and I will let you know.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not someone that likes all the schmaltzy stuff that everyone goes, oh, yes, it's redemption. Yeah. It just drives me. When things go so perfectly, whatever. SOD.
If you hate Kim's opinion, call us. Let us know. 27040Buffy, or you can send us an email at.
Send me your hate mail at potentialcast@gmail.com.
Join the Facebook group and berate her there.
Yeah.
Search for Potential Cast, all one word, on Facebook, and join up. Keep it spoiler free. We also are on Twitter, so you can tweet us. And that's twitter.com/potentialcast. And you can go to potentialcast.com. That's where we release the show notes, and we have all kinds of details. You can subscribe to us via iTunes, but you should know that already since you are listening. I think it's time for quote. Any bra watch?
Buffy at one point was wearing, it looked to me like it was gray. It could have been pink. I don't know. My monitor was a little off, but it was a sweater with a black bra strap. Nice. Other than that, lots of bralessness again. Thank you.
Rampant bralessness. Rampant wanton bralessness is what we're dealing with here. I think we should do quotes, and I think Stephanie should go first.
We're proud to say that the class of 99 has the lowest mortality rate of any graduating class in study history. And we know at least part of that is because of you.
Nice.
Hilarious.
Guess what, Kim? We're all going to just quote bits of the speech at you.
Sure.
David?
That line, when he said that, made me laugh out loud to the point where my gut was hurting because I was laughing.
Yeah,
so hard.
It's hilarious.
It was awesome. Supposed to be funny.
But it's like, they were all clapping like, yeah, way to go, Buffy! And I was like, really? Okay,
comedically, I think this is a very strong episode for Xander, so I'll have to pick one Xander quote, and I'm going to go with, guys, it's just a normal VCR. It doesn't... Oh, wait, it can do pause.
That was awesome.
Can I tell you my favorite line, not just of the episode, but probably of the series?
Go.
Heart? You have a heart? It isn't even beating. Best oh, line ever.
God.
Awesome. Gabby?
Men are evil. Will you go with me?
Ah, that was my top one. So you start it up with this. My three honorable mentions were, and I will be wearing pink taffeta as chenille doesn't go with my complexion. Or one of my favorite Buffy lines ever. No, you have something face.
I like, Angel's going to lose it, but not his soul. Yeah. He's going to lose it. Yes.
And Giles saying, I understand this kind of thing requires ice cream of some kind.
I'm surprised none of you went with when a guy does that, it just means his eyes are open.
Yeah.
That was my second one.
And then there's Joyce with it. You don't drink beverages, I mean.
I just finally got that. That's awesome.
Well, my last runner-up that I won't be able to do, it's all in the delivery, but it's Xander being desperate to get away from Anya and all her stories. Cordelia, Wesley, my God in heaven, it's good to see you.
How have you been? Details, please. Or something like that.
Yeah, that's a good exactly. Yeah.
I loved when the Hellhounds were chasing Buffy and then they hear Celebration by Kill the Gang. That was funny. When they turned around and went the other way.
Yeah but then Buffy says that song sucks, which I think if she
Oh, that song sucks, but it's fun. What's our homework for next week, Steph?
No, I have no idea. What is next week? Is that
it's the part
graduation?
One of the season finale, Steph.
Is it graduation day part one?
Yes, it is.
Are we doing it like last time where we actually just watch part one and then we watch part two? Or are we watching both?
I think we should carry on the tradition.
I was going to say, I have no idea. I haven't thought that far ahead.
I think we should just watch part one and then we'll discuss while recording and then blah, blah, blah. Right. So that sounds awesome.
I can't believe we're almost ending season three.
It's fantastic, and Redemption Cast starts up very soon. David, thank you for joining us. Remind us again, who the hell are you?
Well, first off, you guys, this has been a lot of fun, and I know Steph has talked about having you back for Restless, but I can already spoiler alert tell you that's going to be a 10 out of 10 whatevers. I feel like you guys. I feel like I'm being such a shameless fanboy. You guys are going to have me back for.
Oh, it makes up for us hating the show.
But I just feel like I need to represent myself as some sort of TV critic by being on an episode that I don't think is perfect.
Do you want us to go back and do some season one stuff with you?
Maybe Beer Bad. Maybe Beer Bad will open up. Yeah.
After bad, you can have me back for him in season 7, which is one of my least favorite episodes.
Or Double Meat Palace.
But anyway, your question was, who am I? I talk movies every week on Battleship Pretension is the podcast. It's battleshippretension.com. I'm on Twitter at twitter.com/thepretension. And then my weekly TV Roundup review podcast is called Previously On, and that's at previouslyonshow.com.
Awesome.
Nice.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining us, and until
thanks,
next time,
David.
Everyone.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, everyone. Fun. I don't hate the show, just the episode. Bye.
I actually hate this entire process. I quit.
Later.
Sorry. All right. And
all right,
that's a wrap.
And see.
Y'all. Okay. And see.
Okay. Good night. Thank
Good
you,
night.
David. I'm so glad
Thanks
that
for
you
having me.
Come
Thank
on.
You.
I will
yeah,
see
it was
you
fun.
Later.
Cool.
All right.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Love you guys.
Bye, David. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
If there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alone there. It's just a sprinkling for the make. Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. Yeah. you don't know. The piper's calling you to join him. Dear lady, can you hear the wind blow? And did you know your stairway lies on the whispering
Everybody okay?
Yes.
Hold on.
Stephanie has to save life.
I think she just galloped away. Did she just get on a horse and gallop away?
A white That's horse sad. With a white hat.
I love horses best of all the animals. You back?
Hey, Beverly.
Oh,
no. She's talking to Beverly. What did she say? It's Beverly.
What?
It's Beverly.
I don't know.
I'm trying to remember any famous Beverlys. Were there any sitcom moms named Beverly?
There's Beverly D'Angelo.
Okay. Yes, that's who I'm thinking about. From National Lampoon.
Yes.
Those awful movies. That really just convinced me how you're all just really awful people down there. Throwing money at that franchise like it's funny. How dare you?
Hi.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Hi.